Today's reading is in John chapter 14, starting in verse 22. John 14, verse 22. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, 'I am going away, and I will come to you.' If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise up, let us go from here." So all of chapter 14 has been this one common vein of thought, that he's preparing these disciples for his leaving. And he's told them in verse 1, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." Verse 27, again, "Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." And then he tells them that there's going to be a comforter. In addition, he says that they're going to have this peace. And he also says that if they really believe and if they really love him, then they will do his will. They will be obedient. And so all of these things then become interconnected. If you believe, you obey. If you love, you obey. If you love him and obey him, then he is with you and he gives peace to you. And so when you see these connections together, you also realize that these are conditional statements. You don't get the Helper, you don't get the Holy Spirit, you don't get, you know, these different things that he's telling them about. They don't get them if they don't follow what he wants them to do, if they're not obedient. So those things are be connected. And there's a few things that we can draw conclusions on for ourselves as well. We don't have the same promises as these disciples who would become his apostles. But we do know that we gain comfort through the Scriptures, but that comfort is not ours, that peace is not ours, if we're not children of God, if we are not striving to live according to his will and to do things in righteous manners, to live godly lives. So those interconnected things and those concepts that he's teaching here, many of them do apply to us, even though we're not going to gain inspiration of the Holy Spirit the way that his apostles did. In addition, Jesus has also promised that he would return. He's not going to just leave and be gone forever. He's going to return. And we understand from our perspective, looking back, and from other passages, that he will return to collect his own. He will return to collect those that are truly his and that love him and keep those commandments. But Jesus focuses a lot on this peace because there's going to be a lot of turmoil coming. Next coming up is going to be Jesus being arrested, mock trial, scourge, false witness, being crucified, and then resurrecting 3 days later. And it's not as if all the turmoil stops at that point. There's persecution that's going to come after the church is established. There's all sorts of things that are going to happen. And so he's telling them, peace can be there for you despite these things. And the same is true for us. We can have peace with God, and we can have an inner peace if we are children of God. We need to keep that in mind. Sometimes we think that peace must mean that nothing bad happens and that there's no stress and there's no problems, and that's just not true. As long as we live in this world, we're going to have stress and problems and temptations. So he is telling them that there is a peace that they can have no matter what circumstances they're going to find themselves in. And finding that peace, I think, is going to be a key for the endurance that they're going to need to fight the good fight, to live the life that is godly and be faithful unto death, as we all need to be. But thinking a little bit more about this idea of peace, you know, we're promised peace with God, and that means that there's no hostility between us and God. There's no separation between us and God. That's been overcome because of the blood of Jesus. But just because Jesus promises peace doesn't mean there is a lack of conflict. We need to remember that we are equipped for a spiritual battle. And that spiritual battle means there's conflict all the time. We're going to have to deal with that conflict. We're going to have to find the peace and the endurance that Jesus is talking about, even in the midst of that conflict. And because of the fact that some people are not on the side of God, we're going to end up having some conflicts with them as well. If we focus on that peace with God, then whatever conflicts we might be engaged in, they're not going to have the same effect on us that they would have had at another time that we were not focused on the peace of God. We can stay spiritually centered and not be caught off balance because of those things that happen to us. And so focusing on that peace gives everything a different context. You know, something that happens to us in this life is not the end of the world anymore because we realize there's something else to look forward to, and we don't need to be set off balance. Really, when we're focused on that idea of eternal life, the hope that we have with God, then everything else just pales in comparison. And that's the peace that Jesus is talking about. So we need to think about these things and perhaps to pray for some comfort, especially when we face those times that we feel that maybe we're under some sort of assault because of temptation or assault because of, you know, the circumstances we find ourselves in. We need to be able to find comfort in God, even in those times. And we need to take advantage of the blessing of being in that relationship with God, that we can have that peace with Him, that peace of mind, that peace of heart, and that inner peace in which we're okay with things because of where our hope really lies. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.